Good morning, evening, afternoon to wherever you are in the world, and I'm back with another episode of Common Sense. And this is a podcast where I basically get free therapy through my viewers, but in actuality, it's me talking about lessons I should have learned and talking about life in general. As always, I would love if you email me, text me, whatever the case may be, about your life. Okay, so today's episode, it's about, you know, what's been going on with me. So a lot's been going on in my life. Like, I officially have a business incorporated with the state of Ohio. So that's exciting. I also, unexcitingly, broke up out of my situationship with the person who shall not be named. We'll talk a bit about that in a sec. I got promoted to manager, yay, at my job, and yeah, so those are kind of like the main things. Oh, also I had a press release, and I'm featured on my school's website, and like, I have like a billboard of me. I end up, at the press release, I end up meeting the vice mayor of the city I live in, and I also met an Ohio House of Representative. So yeah, they end up giving me a proclamation, which you can see on my LinkedIn if you're interested. But to get into the first thing, my business, you know, I have a publishing business, and you'll just have to read my books in order to figure out what the whole situation about that is. But far as my situationship, we had a conversation, and they basically said, you know, we both agreed that it's basically the best for us to be friends, which sucks, because I was depressed as heck. For the longest time. Well, not longest. About a good week, I was in the dumps. Because y'all know, if it's one thing about it, I do have that seasonal depression. When it's cold outside in the beginning, so end months of the year, I get really down on energy. And I won't say sad. It's just harder for me to do things. Because I literally have no energy. So So I was just down in energy already, and the only thing that really kept me going was my friends, whom I love, and my, you know, the person I was in that situation with, because it's like, I had complete faith in them, and faith in that we would work out, and there was really not a big doubt in my mind. There was a little bitty person nagging at me like, what if we don't work out? But I honestly thought we was gonna be together. So that definitely sucked. And it was like, it got so bad where I was just like, I just wanted to beg him to be like, please give us a chance. Because I had so much faith, like, there really wasn't a shred of doubt in my mind that if me and him were together, we would do things that would literally revolutionize this world. I felt so strongly about him. And the one thing that really got me about him is because if you ever meet me, there's one thing you will realize about me. I am a prideful individual. I have no shame in saying that I have a strong sense of pride. And that's one of the things people love about me most. I know who I am, and I'm not afraid to say that. And I think, and I'm very hard to give out compliments that are not earned. So when people do get compliments from me, they like it a lot, or it's a big deal, or whatever. So for me to feel as if this man could do, I feel like what's holding him back is his environment. I feel like if he was given the environment that I got, which it was not much, it was not privileged in any sense of the fashion. It was very underprivileged, and I feel like that's what forced me to go out there and grow and to accomplish some of my goals. If he was put in that same environment where he had to like fight, I feel like if he was put into the environment that I was in, where it was just like you had to grow, you had to fight in order to survive, he could have done so much. And I honestly, and it's, I don't like saying this because I have a song, Sense of Pride, feel like he could have done better than what I've done. He could have accomplished more than what I've done and what I've did. And for a little while, that did scare me a lot, because it's like, someone smarter than me, what? And it's such a shame to see that talent, that nerve, that charisma, mama, all go to waste. And it's like, I really, really, really wanted him to just be like, okay, I'm scared. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I don't know what's going on, but I still have love and confidence and trust in you. So I'm just going to take your hand and believe in you and believe in us. And if he would have did that, man, y'all would have seen some shit. Y'all would have seen this world would be very different. But you live, you learn, and you get common sense. And I don't regret anything. I don't regret none of the moments, none of the times, none of the money, none of anything that I've done with him. Because even, I think it was just a lesson to learn. And moving forward, I really think that in my future relationships, especially romantic ones, I need to emphasize intimacy more. Because I just am a fiend for it. But moving on beside him, another thing that's been like really pondering my mind is definitely this business concept that I learned from one of these like business expos I went to. And it's the idea of saying, knowing what I have known now, learning the lesson. So learning what I know now, would I invest in this thing again? Would I give this thing time? And it really plays with this, you know, idea that we have, as humans, we have a sunken cost fallacy, where if we betted on something, we want to keep betting on it in hopes that it turns around, when in reality, it's better just to cut our losses and go. But the business person, he expanded this logic to every factor of his life, and he saw like how rich and happy his life became. Like, taking the lessons I've learned, taking the money I have lost or earned, is this enough? Is would I do this again? And I really got to thinking, like, about, you know, my situationship, because I can't seem to not think about it right now. Would I do this over again? If you could rewind me back into where I first met my person, would I invest all of this time again? And on one hand, I want to say yes, because I love those memories we created with each other. But on the other hand, I want to say no, because the ending of us, and that's not just, we're still friends. We talk basically every day. We talk every day. It's not even basically. But the end result of our, you know, relationship was not, it shouldn't have been a friendship. And I didn't think it was meant for us to be friends. And for what I had invested into that, I don't think, you know, we should have been friends. But, oh well. Like I said, I am of the strict belief of that there is no one person out there for you. You make people your person. You don't have a soulmate. You create a soulmate. So it sucks that he didn't want to create that with me, but you know, somebody will, and that person will be my soulmate. But yeah. And then far as that's like been my whole life. So let's actually get into like the topic of the day, which is friendship and how important friendship is, and a common sense lesson I should learn about friendship. Honestly, I think friends are taken for granted more than any other category in of life. Like your family, I feel like you take for granted your friends more than your family or your romantic partner or your in-laws, because it's like with your family, you will know, like, they have a bond toward you that'll last forever no matter what you do. You could, you know, do whatever you want, but at the end of the day, y'all still share blood. Whereas your romantic partner, they're often seen, especially in our American society, I'm specifically talking about American norms, they're seen as the end-all, be-all. Like, that's your person. That's your soulmate. You do everything with him. You should wake up, sleep together, have money together, have kids together, do all these things together. So they're like, highly prioritized in your life. And while your friends are kind of pushed off to the side in your life, especially, like, your adult life, I think. And it's such a shame, really, because I feel like friends are the things, are the people that really keep you going. Like, don't get me wrong. I feel like if I do have if I do have that person I'll meet, and we be soulmates, and we have this most beautiful, passionate, everlasting, infernally love, it'll be great. And they'll definitely have a hold on me and have, like, a way with me that just makes it feel all better. But your friends are the people that transport you throughout your life. Like, I feel like your love, you will eventually meet them. But you're not going to meet no love at 1 year old and be together for the rest of your life. Some of you will. And for those who, you know, envy you, go off, I guess. But not the vast majority of us. So, but you know who you will be? That best friend you've been with since kindergarten. That best friend you had since high school, since college. And those are the people that carry you to that love. So when you find that love, you shouldn't deprioritize them. They shouldn't be an afterthought, because without them, you wouldn't even been in the place you are in. And I feel like that was a lesson I had to learn, especially with the situation, because my friends, they held me down when I finally realized the writing was on the wall. And I don't think it was ever fair to them that, you know, in my relationship with him, I didn't prioritize them as I should. And here's the lesson for all of you. Like, just because you get a man, just because you get a one man, just because you get anybody, you have some kids, don't forget about your friends. Because let me tell you, it's going to be very hard to find that soulmate. You're going to go through a lot of people trying to find that soulmate. And if you don't have friends, you're not going to make it. You're not. You're just not. You won't. Okay? And for expanding, that's the word I'm looking for, expanding, like, this concept, I think that I especially have this idea of friends where it's like I don't want to say true family, I just want to say they're the family you choose. Like, they are the people that have the greatest influence and impact on you. Because one, if you're doing stuff right, there should be multiple of them. And two, they are the ones that, you know, have been there 10, 20, 30 years since you were in kindergarten. So you kind of grew into each other. You kind of seen each other in this phase and that phase, even if y'all didn't meet when you were kids. And y'all been friends for 20 years, and y'all, but y'all in your 40s. Like, it's like these people really shape and define who you are. So you got to be very careful on who you allow to be your friend. Because there's a big difference between someone you see commonly, an acquaintance, and a friend. Someone you see commonly is like a coworker. If you didn't have this link connecting y'all, y'all would not even know each other exists. Y'all wouldn't even interact. If you didn't have work connecting you with your coworker, you wouldn't even process them. Same with school friends or college buddies or whoever. If you didn't go to college, you wouldn't even pass that person by. Now, acquaintances are people, you know, you're cordial with, you are casual with them, you don't dislike them in any way or anything. It's just not a relationship built there. And you need to decide, like, if you want something deeper with them, you need to decide, like, yes, I want to bring you in to my friend. I want to bring you into my circle. I want you to be my friend. And nowadays, you can't. Everybody thinks everybody's their friend. And that's simply not the truth. Because your friends are a reflection of you. If you want to be successful, ultra productive, happy, surround yourself by those people. And I know it sounds like cliche or whatever, but honestly, this is the advice that I overlooked so many times while I was younger. And come to find out, it's true. When I hanged around messy people that were toxic and was not focusing on growth, I was miserable because I was slowly becoming that. When I started hanging around people that, you know, prioritizes their growth, they may not have be very successful yet, but they understand why they are failing and what they need to succeed and take the risk and sacrifice that comes with that, then that's what I start doing more. It's like, you need to surround yourself with those people. And it can be hard sometimes, because especially if you're just now realizing this lesson, you will have to get rid of some people you know for a very long time. And maybe they're not even bad for you. Maybe they're just neutral. And honestly, neutrality is, in my opinion, a bad thing, because it's like the whole purpose of this friendship is for us to learn, grow, and love each other. So if you have no effect on me, you can't be a true friend. You're an acquaintance. So those are really the lessons that I kind of write home about that I've learned in that situationship that I was in and in these little few little months. But that's just me. Let me hear what you had to say. Alrighty. Goodbye. Okay,